Okay, it's the Chicago Bears.
Dan Hampton, an Arkansas Razorback who played as a Chicago Bears defensive tackle from 79 to 90, elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 02.
Ed Obradovich,
a U of I ally and I drafted to the Bears in 1962, part of the NFL Championship team of 1963.
Glenn
Kozlowski, BYU Cougar who played 6 years on the Bears, specializing in special teams and wide receiver.
Mark Carmen.
Yeah.
You're just a sexy young guy that doesn't know a damn thing.
Welcome to the Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Say it loud, say it proud. The Chicago Bears are the division champs for the first time since 2010. 24-17, they beat the Green Bay Packers. The Bears are 10-4.
10-4.
Matt Nagy has the most wins for a first-year rookie head coach since George Halas in 1920. And
that's almost 100 years.
Is that not incredible?
Oh, that's amazing.
10 wins, and he was not his best today, but somehow, some way, the Bears got it done. What have you been saying, OB, something about a magical year?
What? I've been saying it all year. And again, you saw it again today. But first of all, congratulations to the Chicago Bears, to the ownership, to management, front office, coaches, players, and especially to the fans, most important. My Lord, we finally done something. Okay? We won the North Division. And we won it at home. The most important game was a couple of weeks ago against the Vikings at home.
Yep.
And the Bears met the challenge. They met the challenge. What a great win. Now, today, again, you met the challenge again. Although Green Bay isn't what Green Bay used to be. That's for damn sure.
They weren't there today.
But I really don't give a diddly damn. I'm going to tell you this. Congratulations again to the Bears and all the fans. Damn it, you did it. Now guess what? Super Bowl. That's all you talk about.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, OB, I said this all week. This is not going to be easy. The Wicked Witch, Aaron Rodgers coming to town. He had won the last 8 trips to Soldier Field, counting the playoffs. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying, this was not what it was on paper. You just got to go out and do it, even though it looks like, oh, we got the number one ranked defense, and the Packers aren't what they used to be. With 12 minutes to go, it was all tied, 14-14. And you know what? We were able to find ways to put the Packers away late in the game. But more importantly, you know, again, kudos Nagy, and you know, we're the first ones to tell you that his accomplishments are very, very great. But it wasn't a perfect day. We're not going to sugarcoat it. But at the end of the day, a win's a win, and we have talked about this for years. Mark Carmen, yeah, you know, the sexy guy that doesn't know a damn thing. Let me tell you what this means. You're division champs. It's been 8 years since we could say we won anything. Finally. And all you Bear fans, it couldn't happen for a nicer fan base. And as you've said this many times, OB, the greatest fans in America finally have something to be proud of.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what. Let's have a little hooting, a little hollering, a little fun tonight. But don't go too crazy. You know, we've got 2 more games to go. And we got to hopefully get through those games, win them, and have that momentum keep going, and certainly worry about injuries. And by the way, that Eddie Jackson.
Yeah, that's trouble.
I've been around long enough, folks. When I see him go down, and the way he went down, folks, that is a serious injury. That will be a serious injury, I'll guarantee you.
You know, he walked on.
It's not, but I've seen that before.
Yeah, and you know what? I've seen it too, where guys get up and walk under their own power, and he made it to the locker room under his own power. But still, those little ligaments at the backside of the knee, boy, I tell you what, it may not be good.
They're absolutely. I can go back with Gale Sayers. God love Gale Sayers. I'll tell you what, when he got hurt with Kermit Alexander from the San Francisco 49ers right there in Wrigley Field, it was just a simple in run. He tried leaping over him. He just, Kermit Alexander just nicked him. And that same kind of movement, the way he fell and everything, that's the same thing as Gale. Did Gale come back? Yes, he did. He was 90%, never 100%. But he was phenomenal. So that's the reason why I'm saying you got to watch out for those injuries because they can be bad.
Okay, let's get down to the brass tacks. You know, and OB, a lot of fans, and we'll get it on the Twitter and text and all this. We're not the biggest Trubisky fans, but you know what? Let me tell you something. What was it, 5 weeks ago when the Vikings came to town? He outplayed Kirk Cousins.
He did.
And there was a reason why we won that game. And then he had two games against the highest-paid quarterback in football, Matt Stafford. He outplayed, Matt Stafford here in Chicago, and that was one of the reasons why we won the game. Well, last week, he outplayed one of the hottest quarterbacks in football, Jared Goff. Jared Goff had to play against our defense, had a horrid night, but in some strange way, he was able to play enough of a better game where we were able to win. And then today, guess what? He outplayed Aaron Rodgers.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something.
He outplayed Aaron Rodgers today.
And
we're going to talk about it. And you know what? I'll tell you this. I'm no Packer fan, and I'm no Packer apologist, but those idiots, they fired the wrong guy. They should have fired the defensive coordinator and the special teams coach if they wanted to fire somebody. But I'm just saying, today, Trubisky, 120.4 quarterback rating. I know it's all in the stats, all in the numbers, but he outplayed Aaron Rodgers today.
Hey, what happened today again is our defense showed up again.
Absolutely.
Total dominance. Okay? Total dominance. Our defensive line, our linebackers, our defensive backs uptight, pressing, running with them. I mean, folks, you don't get this all the time. This is a defense that is maybe, I don't know, just like Patrick Mahomes. You're a 1-in-a-20-year player. The Bears defense in 85. Arguably the greatest team never played a game. Arguably the greatest defense never played a game. A lot of people say they were the best. But I'll tell you what, this defense, our record, we owe to our defense. And Vic Fangio, make no mistake about that. That's not even open for debate. But I will tell you what, what Nagy has done with this kid Trubisky, because of his situation, his problem with accuracy, we go dink, dunk, slash, trick. And he tried his tricks again today, and he does every week something new to try to come up with something. That's it, folks. Hey, believe it or not.
Let me tell you how good this defense is, folks. And I'm listening to a guy talk next to me here who is on arguably one of the great defenses of all time. But this defense has gave the Bears the chance to be leading at halftime in every game all year.
Bingo.
All 14 games. Now, they've averaged allowing 6 points or less at halftime 8 different times. That is incredible. And you know what? Even incompetent quarterbacks can win games when you have that kind of a performance by the defense. Not only do they keep you in the game, they give you opportunity after opportunity to win it.
Well, here, the main drive, they went down and put 7 up. To go up, what, 21-14?
Yes, they did.
I'll tell you what, how'd they get down the field?
Well, that was penalties, and you know what?
Hey, penalties against the Packers took them all the way down the field.
2 PIs and 1 on the punt return, and at the end of the day, that's the Packers causing those problems, not the Bears. And so, hey, and the magic continues, and by hook or crook, Mark Carmen, the Bears win the division.
Well, again, the word for this team, it's magical, and I will not back down from it, and I will say it, and again, it was magical again today. Things that really could have turned real bad for him, all of a sudden a bounce here, a fumble, or whatever, or something, whatever.
The idiot punter punched right to Cohen, just going straight up the field.
I mean, guys, you got to be a moron, and this is what's going on. You know what? Let's take it. Let's run with it. Let's enjoy it. We're the NFC North champs. Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay. Too bad.
Sit down. 24-17. Bears over the Packers. The Bears are 10-4. They got 2 games left. We got the Niners and then the Minnesota Vikings and then the playoffs. You're welcome to join the conversation. 312-981-7200.
You know, I got a question. Let's say we went out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're 12-4.
Right. Can't happen. as far as home field. If that's
what I'm asking. Would we?
I mean, it's possible.
Not unless the other two teams collapse.
Well, right. They do have a win over the Rams, so if the Rams collapse and get to four losses, then the Bears would have the tiebreaker there. It's going to be highly unlikely.
So more often than not, we're going to
be the three seed, and we're going to play one of the dregs of the NFC. The six seed right now, it's just falling apart. But it doesn't mean that they couldn't play a great game that day, but they're going to have a home game. And they'll be playing the worst team in the playoffs. That's the most likely scenario right now.
We would be playing, not the number one seed, we'd be playing the worst team. Is that usually how it goes?
Right. Well, the 1 and 2 will get a bye first week.
Okay.
We'll play one of the worst wild card team at home.
The worst of the two wild cards.
Okay.
And right now, it could be the Vikings, and it could be Seattle. And both of those are, you know, to be determined, but at the end of the day, both of those teams are not without certain, you know, issues that could give us problems.
The Bears
Let me tell you what, before we go, the Vikings we will handle. If it's the Vikings, we will handle the Vikings. If it's Seattle, they got a quarterback that can give you some real heartaches, okay? You talk about our quarterback being able to run. Take a look at that kid up in Seattle. They're a little more formidable offense. They strike the field. They go down the field. They got running people. They got a pretty good football team.
Everybody counted out Seattle too early in the year. The Seahawks have had an amazing season for what at least was expected of them. But we can get into the playoff scenarios coming up here. 312-981-7200. We'll bring Kaz into the conversation next. And hey, Bears fans, enter for your chance to win two spots on the all-inclusive Bears fan trip to Cancun at chicagotribune.com/monster giveaway. It's courtesy of the Chicago Tribune. Bears win. They're the division champs. That's right, going to the playoffs, 24-17. The drought is over, and the postgame show continues, 720 WGN.